The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant Good Friday to you. Well, it's not Good Friday. We already had Good Friday, but hopefully it's a Good Friday to you. 1 minute after the hour 7 Central Timer, we are here on April 12th. And, of course, this is an election year. Question is, are you going to be part of the body politic that goes to the polls and votes? We hope so. Hope you're registered. Hope your friends are registered. You talking to your neighbors about it? Yep. We need to stay informed as much as possible, and that means also, you know, being able to stay on the air. We appreciate your supporting us at the Power Mall, where we've got Grown by Nature products 10% off this week with free shipping. Calcium bentonite clay, we had Perrier on this week, and of course you get the free ebook Kickstart Your Day with Clay. If you have internet, you can intercept that, but it's 10% off the calcium bentonite clay, along with the mixing instructions, and 10% off astaxanthin, the king of carotenoids. And, of course, if you appreciate what we do and listen to the show on a regular basis, make a purchase at the Power Mall or make a donation. Our phone number, toll-free, 877-817-9829. We're open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central. You can also go on the Partners tab at thepowerhour.com and be a partner. Shop at our partner. We have a new Power Hour partner, Prepper Beef Freeze-Dried Beef. I bought some of it. Good stuff. 10-plus year shelf life. 100% natural, no mRNA, none of that. Wholesome beef, better known, ribeye, sirloin, New York strip, you know, that sort of stuff. I mean, they cut all the fat out because fat doesn't freeze dry, as you know. No lab-grown meat. I mean, just pure high-quality meat. And as you know, if you can't freeze dry fat, then you don't have to worry about all that garbage in your meat supply when you buy from Prepper Beef. They're on the Partners tab. Just click there. So is U.S. Coin Capital. Fred was on the show yesterday. This week he was on. Day before. The week's just flying by so fast, isn't it? Troy Miller is going to try. We're going to try to hook up with him at the bottom of the hour. This is NRB's response to the Wall Street Journal's driving dollars to the dash. This is an editorial board coming soon, an AM radio mandate. Opposition to the AM for Every Vehicle Act isn't about keeping dollars in drivers' wallets, about driving those dollars to the dashboard. If you think automakers' goal is to yank AM radio, you can blame it on subpar listening experience and go no further. Think again. So the national radio broadcasters, or religious broadcasters rather, are denouncing the Wall Street Journal's evaluation of the AM for Every Vehicle Act. And of course, being in broadcasting for the number of years I am and have been, I have worked on AM radio a lot in my career. And a lot of people, I mean, before FM came about, AM radio was it. That's how people listen. You know, it can't go away. Just can't. Dr. Lynn Lafferty is slated to join us in the next hour, and she has a course out with a discount code for Power Hour listeners on how to become a health investigator. Wow. Now, have I got your attention? We'll figure that out when we talk to her in our next hour. In world news, at 4 minutes after the hour, an alleged leaked dossier shows that German intelligence agencies conspired to create a false construct in order to silence Rainer Fulmich and disqualify him from being able to run for public office and seize control of the Corona Committee and its finances. Now, as you know, Rainer Fulmich, I was in San Antonio on March 25th last year, emceeing the hospital homicide convention. And Rainer Fulmich was on our video screens. I got a chance to interview him. And this guy is all that and was trying to help in the fight against the jab and all this other junk that was going on. Some are claiming the dossier is a fake that they brought out on him. German intelligence, the evidence already on record overwhelmingly shows that Fulmich was targeted by the German government for his far-reaching voice exposing crimes of the COVID lockdowns and mandated experimental shots. We told you that. Corona Committee members Justice Hoffman, Marcel Templin, and Antonia Fischer claim that Fulmich embezzled 700,000 euros despite this being an official documented loan for the committee's legal investigation. With the help of the notary, they illegally deposited the proceeds of Fulmich's own real estate sale into the personal account of Marcel Templin, 1.158 million euros. In court, Fulmich has been able to question his accusers and got him to admit they currently have access to this money. So you see, they're fighting back every which way they can to try to stifle our progress in exposing world depopulation efforts. And for those of you that are still in denial, yeah, we got a story about that coming up in this half hour. A top, and you think, and some people, you look at what happened with Sam Bankman Fried. He got 25 years. Well, a top Vietnamese property tycoon has been sentenced to death yesterday in one of the biggest corruption cases in history, with an estimated $27 billion in damages. A panel of three handpicked jurors and two judges rejected all defense arguments by Truong My Lan, the chair of a major developer, Van Tin Phat, who was found guilty of swindling cash from Saigon Commercial Bank for a whole decade. Lan denied the charges and blamed her subordinates. After a five-week trial, 85 others also faced verdicts and sentencings on charges ranging from bribery and abuse of power to appropriation and violations of banking law. A lot of people still did not like the death sentence, found it to be unusually severe punishment in such a case. Lan and others were arrested as part of this national corruption crackdown that has swept up numerous officials and members of Vietnam's business elite in recent years. She is married to a wealthy Hong Kong businessman also on trial, accused of setting up fake loan applications to withdraw money from SCB, which she owned a 90% stake in. They have identified 42,000 victims, roughly, of the scandal. And they've seized more than 1,000 properties belonging to her. Moving along in U.S. news, the Trump campaign wants the presidential debates to start earlier. And why is that? You know, the Trump campaign co-managers have sent a letter to the debate commission on, you know, Commission on Presidential Debates, co-chairs Frank Fahrenkopf Jr. and Antonia Hernandez, telling them, hey, voting is beginning earlier and earlier. As we saw in 2020, tens of millions of Americans had already voted by the time of the first debate. They were a little disappointed with the proposed 2024 calendar. The first debate is September 16th, 2024. By then, over 1 million Americans will have likely voted, according to the Trump co-managers. We need to do this now. You know, here's the thing. I mean, that's what they're saying. They want the debates to start now. We've already indicated, according to the co-managers, that Trump is willing to debate anytime, anywhere, anyplace. But the question is Biden? What do you want to bet that the Democrats don't want Biden on that debate stage? because he will make a fool of himself, and the debate will turn into former President Trump talking in his natural tone of voice, while the old codger Biden, who's got mental acuity of office furniture, sits there and starts screaming, yelling, and stomping his hands and feet and dreaming of that vanilla ice cream cone he can shove his face into. You know, when you're on the debate stage with Trump, you don't get to sniff his hair, Joe. Nope. You're going to be screaming, and see, the Democrats can't have that kind of embarrassment. This is kind of like, good night, everybody. Remember that debate? Of course you do. Yeah, you're going to see that on the debate stage, which is why they want people to see this, because the former President Trump is going to take issue with this guy. And it's like, sorry, Joe, but you don't have a teleprompter here to fight. You're actually going to have to think. And they're going to hype him up on all sorts of stuff. Here, have some more Adderall, Joe. Yeah, they'll pump him up for this, and he will not. Once the debate starts, he will. That word that he liked to use, the clown word, it's going to come back to bite him. That's why the Committee on Presidential Debates doesn't want the debates to start right away, because, as you know, most of us have assumed or ascertained or surmised that the whole thing is rigged in the first place. Part of the uniparty system's tactics. Because everybody wants to sit back and watch and wait and see who Trump's VP pick is going to be by then. Oh, trust me, they'll come up with something first. The judge overseeing former President Trump's election interference case on April 10th said, describing defendants being held on charges related to the Capitol riot, J6, is wrong. Tanya Chutkan, who's an appointee of former President Obama, said that the people involved in the J621 breach of the U.S. Capitol who remain jailed in D.C. don't be deserved to be called hostages or heroes. The judge said they're being kept there because they're dangerous people. She said this during a sentencing hearing for Anthony Bowe, an Indiana man convicted of entering the Capitol with his mom. Trump has increasingly shown support for the J6 defendants, including playing recordings of defendants in jail singing the national anthem. In 2023, he spoke at a fundraiser benefiting J6 defendants and said he would contribute. There have been few people that have been treated in the history of our country like the people that you love, like the people that have gone through so much. Later that year, he described jail defendants as hostages, not prisoners, and a lot of the Republican elite and electorate have described the same. More recently, he said the 71-year-old grandma who was sentenced to prison had become one of Joe Biden's J6 hostages. And, of course, the White House press secretary has called the description grotesque and offensive to people being held hostage. Others, though, have said they share President Trump's views about the treatment of defendants, some of whom have been held pending trial for years. Yet, whatever happened to the constitutional right to a speedy trial, huh? See, not when you're in Washington, D.C. Remember, that doesn't belong to us anymore, folks. They've taken it away. The only way that's going to get restored is for somebody to come in there and clean house, and that's exactly what deep state and the status quo establishment don't want. They're going to do everything they can in their power to keep Trump out of the driver's seat. A federal judge has allowed a Trump co-defendant, meanwhile, in a classified documents case to file a redacted FBI interview transcript with his motion to dismiss in a blow for special counsel Jack Smith. Aileen Cannon said in a paperless order there were even stronger reasons to deny Mr. Smith's sweeping request to overcome the public's common law interest in access to these materials. They want to cover up everything. The material in question is a transcript of an FBI interview with Trump co-defendant Walt Nauta, who was charged for allegedly mishandling classified documents stored at the former president's Mar-a-Lago estate in southern Florida. Ahead of a hearing slated for today, Mr. Nauta has been ordered to file his motions for a bill of particulars or to dismiss a bill of particulars as a detailed statement of charges. The co-defendant has argued the prosecution had made clear what laws he violated. So the judge ordered Mr. Nauta's grand jury testimony taken on June 21st be filed entirely under seal for now. A Wisconsin Supreme Court justice announced she won't be seeking re-election, potentially throwing the state's court's liberal-leaning majority in jeopardy. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who's 73, has been on the state's highest court since 1995, was reelected twice in that time period, having last been reelected in 2015. Her statement confirmed her time on the bench is going to end in July of next year. She says, I know I can win reelection. Should I run? But it's just time to pass the torch. I don't know. Things could shift. The real truth against the American people are going to come out when Chucky denies the impeachment trial for Mayorkas. Despite the fact over 40 GOP senators have called on Chucky to allow, you know, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. I call him Chucky, you know, the character with the knife, you know, stabs people in the back, among other places. They're calling on Schumer to permit an impeachment trial against DHS Secretary Mayorkas. 43 Senate Republicans, led by Lindsey Graham, urged Schumer not to delay or dismiss an impeachment trial against Mayorkas. We'll see what happens there. The only Senate Republicans not to sign the letter? Murkowski, Collins, and Romney. See, you know who the rhinos are. The establishment status quo, right there, that people keep electing, thinking, what's the definition of insanity? Doing things for the next 10 years you've done the last 10 years expecting different results? Why they, you know, Romney's not running again. And he says, well, the House's accusations against Mayorkas do not warrant impeachment. That's his opinion. But you see, you put him in the senator's seat, and that means you're putting trust in officials who don't care about you. White House Speaker Mike Johnson is turning out to be more and more of an establishment crony. He was supposed to send articles of impeachment against Mayorkas to the Senate Wednesday, but he delayed the move to next Tuesday. In addition to record-breaking illegal immigration, Mayorkas has overseen the creation of an expansive catch-and-release network in which tens of thousands of migrants are released into the U.S. interior every month. Pretty sad. We the people are going to face the music here shortly. A trans Antifa member has been charged with detonating that bomb outside the Alabama AG's office. Kyle Benjamin Douglas Calvert, 26, has been arrested and charged malicious use of an explosive and possession of an unregistered destructive device, according to the DOJ. The bomb went off near the intersection of Washington Avenue and South Bainbridge Street outside of Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's office in downtown Montgomery around 3:42 in the morning on February 24th. Surveillance footage showed a person wearing dark clothes, a mask, goggles near the scene. Nobody was injured, no major damage. If convicted, Calvert faces a mandatory minimum of 5 years and a max of 20, according to the DOJ. Had a characteristic, this bomb did, of an IED. Calvert added a substantial number of nails and other shrapnel to increase its destructive capability. You see, now, setting it off at 3:42 in the morning, you know, and now he's come out and said that he's identifying as transgender and non-binary, but he's linked to Antifa. The post-millennial is calling it the domestic terror group, Antifa. He being detained without bond, should the prosecutors get their way. Prior to his arrest, he posted videos showing his extensive Antifa propaganda before the attack he's accused of carrying out, according to the report. So this is where the demonization starts. You have to understand this is a pattern of the government. Now, why you would set off a bomb like that? You're just sending a message? I mean, this is what the IRA did over in Ireland, too. Except when they sent a message, they sent it in such a way that there was collateral damage. Big difference. Now imagine what would have happened if he set that off at 3:42 p.m. when the streets were crowded. The carnage you would have then. He would be detained without bond. In fact, they'd probably, they would lock him so deep in a dungeon, you know, he wouldn't see the light of day. Iowa has joined Texas in making illegal immigration a state crime. Republican governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, signed a bill into law that makes illegal immigration a state crime if the person had been deported once already or denied entry before. This is a law similar to a bill that is active in Texas. Iowa Senate Bill 2340 makes illegal reentry into the U.S. a state crime with certain limits, gives state police officials the power to return an illegal to their home country. Also understand regarding that, it costs the taxpayers money to do this. You're going to send somebody back. You're either going to put them on a bus, a plane, whatever. You're going to give them a one-way ticket. That's going to cost taxpayers money. In the meantime, U.S. foreclosure activity up in the first quarter of this year. Yesterday, we told you about what was going on with the insurance industry, canceling people's hazard insurance. I have seen a number of videos of other economists and people in the know talking about this and what it's going to do. And they predicted the same things I said on the show yesterday. You don't have homeowners insurance, you're in default. And what does the servicer do? Forced place insurance, which is three times what you would normally pay because the servicers are more than likely getting a kickback. That's how they stay in business, folks. There have been so many failures of servicers now that the lawsuits are just crazy. Because the servicers haven't been dismissed by these major banks acting as trustees for these REMIC trusts. 95,349 U.S. properties got a foreclosure filing, up 3%. The report also shows 32,878 U.S. properties with foreclosure filings total in March. Lenders repossessed 10,052 U.S. properties through foreclosure in the first quarter of 2024, up 7% from the previous quarter, but down 20% from a year ago. Oh, don't worry. More to come. United Health Group Chairman Stephen Hemsley and three senior executives netted a combined $101.5 million from sales of company stock over 4 months leading up to when the public became aware of a federal antitrust investigation, according to Bloomberg News. That means they got insider trading. They knew something was going on. Bloomberg says the sales of shares occurred between October 16th and February 26th. And, of course, October 16th was a week after the health insurer reportedly received notice of a Justice Department probe. And February 26th is the day before the investigation was reported by numerous media outlets. That would cause investors to scramble, but by then, they'd already cashed out. United Health hasn't explicitly acknowledged the probe and declined to say when Hemsley and the others were informed of it, adding that when asked about the trades, a spokesperson said the directors and officers followed company protocols and received approval from the company. Well, if the company didn't know the probe was happening, these guys would have had an advantage. In many instances, people would call that insider trading, don't you think? The FDA has issued a recall warning on hand sanitizer, a specific one, an allogel, because it contains a highly poisonous substance that can pose a serious risk for consumers. The recall affects 40 lots of Aruba aloe hand sanitizer gel alcohol, 80%, and Aruba aloe alcoholata gel, because they contained substantial amounts of methanol. It offered a risk statement saying substantial methanol exposure can lead to a range of serious health issues such as death, coma, seizures, permanent blindness, permanent nervous system damage, blurred vision, vomiting, nausea, and other symptoms. All persons using these products on their hands are at risk, but issued caution, especially for young kids who accidentally ingest these products, and adolescents and adults who drink them as an ethanol substitute or alcohol. Most at risk for methanol poisoning. Oh, there's the hairdryer event again. Please do not use the hairdryer in the tub. Here, have a Tide Pod. Methanol is known as wood alcohol. For those of you that don't get that, where it's coming from, as little as 2 tablespoons can be deadly to a child, according to the Medicine Plus website. A new study shows that common oral bacterium is linked to a virulent form of colorectal cancer, which could be driving tumor growth. This was made in a study or disclosed in a study published on March 20th in Nature. Researchers from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center performed a variety of tests on human stool samples. Oh, isn't that nice? Discussion of feces here this morning. Yeah, okay. Stomach acid often inhibits the proliferation of microbes that don't belong in the lower intestine, but a number of factors can also interfere with the protective mechanism, including bacteria that adapt to stomach acid, such as H. pylori, and having low levels of stomach acid, which increases the risk of infection. That could lead to aggressive colorectal cancer. And speaking of aggressive cancer, there is a cancer surge among young people linked to accelerated aging. Now, why would that happen? Could it be because of the jab? Multiple cancer types are becoming increasingly common among younger adults in the U.S. and globally. According to the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, researchers suggest increased biological age characteristic of accelerated aging may contribute to the development of early onset cancers defined as those occurring in adults younger than 55. Now, I wonder why that is. Could it be because they got the jab? And all of this is on the increase because of it. The FDA, meanwhile, the head of it, is pushing for lawmakers to pass a bill that would mandate food manufacturers perform testing for lead in their products that are getting imported into the country from overseas. For those of you that did not or were not aware of what was happening with the eclipse and the earthquake, fireball lit up the sky in New Jersey days after the eclipse. It was seen dropping from the night sky over New Jersey early yesterday, or Wednesday rather, capping an eventful week of natural phenomena in the area following Monday's solar eclipse and last week's earthquake. SpaceX, by the way, has launched a U.S. military weather monitoring satellite. For those of you that weren't aware, now you are. And the U.S. Senate has passed a resolution nullifying Biden's greenhouse gas emissions rule. This was lauded by the trucking industry, of course. We have a growing guide for beetroot, also under gardening, farming, and homesteading, under the Second Amendment. A Czech group has reiterated its intention to pay $1.91 billion for numerous U.S. ammunition makers. Interesting, huh? They got financing through Chase. We'll be back trying to connect with Troy Miller after these important messages. Stay with us.
All clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on this Friday with you on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger joining you once again. And we have Troy Miller on the horn with us. For those of you who want to watch this interview on Rumble, you can do so afterwards. We have links on our website at thepowerhour.com because we're going to be talking about something that's pretty heavy duty. And I spoke about this earlier on the show. Troy Miller, thanks so much again for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
We're always glad to have you on here because you represent the National Religious Broadcasters as their president and CEO. The topic here is the Wall Street Journal AM radio mandate. Apparently, they think they can just interject anytime they want to, and that we should all just accept what they have to say. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way because a lot of us used to listen to AM radio because that's all there was at one time. And now we have frequency modulation in addition to amplitude modulation for those of you that didn't know what AM and FM stood for. So anyway, welcome back to the show.
Well, yeah, again, thanks for having me today.
So now what exactly did the Wall Street Journal say that got your attention? Or your goat, whichever comes first.
Well, yeah, I think you nailed it, all the above. Like, I don't know where the Wall Street Journal, typically a bunch of folks living up in New York City there in Wall Street, never lived in rural America. I grew up in rural America out in rural Nebraska. And I can tell you, those of us in rural America depend on AM radio. You know, you don't understand until you're out there. And I was just recently back to Nebraska, Iowa, and understand that, you know, cell coverage across this country is not what the commercials call it to be. It's spotty. It doesn't work often. You're in and out. But AM radio, a lot of people don't know, you talked about the modulation, but AM radio still is the frequency that reaches the farthest, has a nice strongest signal. It's why the emergency broadcast alert system uses AM radio across the country. So the Wall Street Journal, I think, was, you know, picking up, look, these are finance guys, right? They talked about this is going to be a $1.5 trillion market to see who controls the dashboards inside a cars. And so the $35 quote shield in order for electric cars not to have interference, that's peanuts when you put that in. I ran manufacturing for a large computer company for over 5 years. That's nothing. $35 into your cost of a $15,000 car. Come on. That's not going to cause you to pull this out. This is about more than just engineering. This is about who's going to control that dashboard. Ultimately, who controls the messaging?
Well, you're right on about that. And see, when everybody's so worried, because I'm still getting people calling me on the phone going, hey, did you hear that George Soros just, I said, yeah, that's old news. But the thing is they're doing it, and they do it because they want to control what people, you know, hear. And AM radio is what everybody, especially people that listen to this show, relied on for so many years. And AM radio, especially at night, I mean, you got KOA in Denver, you got WWL in New Orleans. I mean, it's amazing all of the radio stations that you can pick up across the country because of the signals. And that's how Coast to Coast AM got so popular, is because people would listen at night and they could pick up these signals because they just bounce all over the atmosphere the way they do. And see, people need the information. And when you have a bunch of Wall Street Looney Tunes out there saying that, hey, all this is great. I mean, us in the broadcast industry are in the know about what AM radio stands for and how a lot of people need that information. And sometimes it's the only way they can get it.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Look, I lived up in Tornado Alley. And today, you know, when the storms come through and the cell towers are down and you're not going to be able to get that information, AM radio cuts right through all of that. And it's the first thing you turn on, you know, and the Midwesters, and we go out and look for the tornado. But we turn AM radio on and you're listening for what's going on. What's the weather in your market, in your area? And when you're driving, it's so important out there in the middle of nowhere to have that. But look, again, back to the messaging. This is about controlling the messaging. The two top genres on AM radio happen to be conservative talk and Christian teach talk. Those are the two top genres on AM radio, followed by Spanish language programming. And so, look, I wonder why they're trying to control those three genres and put all this into the dashboard. So you have to get a subscription in order to listen to the information you want. This is a lot more about money than it is about technology, about engineering. And again, we know the social media companies, Facebook and Google and these guys, they're out there. They want to control what you hear and what you have access to. So it's, look, we look at this as a freedom of information issue, as a free speech issue. It's not an engineering, it's not a technology issue.
Well, I mean, they're still building AM radio sets. I mean, now they have the little things that people rely on in an emergency, and they're pocket size, and they are solar powered, and they even have crank power. And you got AM, FM, and shortwave all rolled into one. You know, when you've got a situation like this, now they just want to basically take it out of your car, because anybody that would rely on transportation to get home in the event of an emergency is going to need to know those things. They need to know when there's road wrecks. They need to know all those things. And I think, Troy, you pointed it out succinctly when you said who those people are, because we have a giant Hispanic community out there that is starting to become very conservative in nature, and they're starting to understand, especially with this southern border crisis that we've got going on right now that the White House seems to be in denial of, that this is how they get their communication. I mean, there is no other way. I mean, I know they play Tejano. I know about all that stuff, but the thing is they also talk, and people need to hear that stuff. And that's why they dial it up, because it's so easy to access, especially in cars. And by taking AM radio out of the car, I mean, literally, that to me would seem like interfering with our right as a licensee to communicate with the public.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's exactly right. I think it's interference with our rights, our free both speech rights and our free access rights to listen as a public. This is not a commercial issue. You know, often we say we don't want government regulation, but look, when the car companies are in collusion with the big media companies and the tech giants, then your red flags need to go up everywhere, because these folks are not on our side. And you're right. I think the Spanish community, which is growing more conservative, and especially on the immigration issue. I just saw a recent poll that said 60-some% of the Spanish community is concerned about the current border policy. So, that information comes out over AM radio. And I'll ask you this, Dave, how long after AM radio is out of the dash do you think FM radio will be out of the dash and onto an app that they can then sell you a subscription to? So this is a stair step. And again, who controls the dollars going to the quote connected car?
We already have Sirius XM. And I mean, that has a multitude of channels, but you got to pay a fee every month to have it. And see, everybody loves it. But if anybody that's had Sirius XM knows, they play the same stuff over and over and over again. And nobody wants to listen to liberal retardando Howard Stern go over and over and over again with every single expletive, because he can.
Well, and not only that, look at you, when Sirius XM and the other satellite radio, came on, this was supposed to be the radio terrestrial killer. You know, this was going to be, people were going to just flock to this because you didn't have to change the dials again. Where did that go? You know, one went out, Sirius bought them up, and now Sirius is the only player. And their subscribership is nothing compared to the listenership, the general listenership of radio across the board. People don't want to have to pay for something that they've been getting free forever, that there's a technology to give it to them for free, over-the-air broadcasting. That's the whole idea of this. So, yeah, so this is, how do I control this, like Sirius XM, and then force people go to the subscription? I get rid of radio in the dash, and I force them to go to subscription-based. It's wrong. It's an unfair business practice, and we're at NRB, we're fighting it every step of the way with the radio in the dash legislation that's heading through Congress right now.
Right now, the driving dollars to the dash that showed up, this was an editorial opinion by somebody at WSJ. And so you penned a response to this. Did they published this, right?
That's right. They did. They picked it up and they published it because we think it exposes the real issue that's here behind the scenes. Again, the real issue is about controlling the information, controlling the data. Even the governmental budget office went and looked at this part and said, this is a minuscule. This is a small cost to the auto manufacturers. This is not a major impact on their business model to do this. So there's other reasons behind it, and that's what we're trying to expose.
Well, and you got to keep this information out there. And the thing is we talk about this border crisis and the fact that the Hispanics, and I've said this on the show, because we may have Hispanic listeners out there that came here and did everything they could to benefit this country, and they came in here legally, they got an attorney, they did the immigration channel the way it was supposed to be done, they followed the law. And I have come out and said, look, you folks have to be incensed that Mayorkas and them, and, you know, now we're having a big to-do in the House and Senate. They're trying to all look like they're doing something right before the election, impeaching Mayorkas. I think it's a little late for that, because all these people I feel sorry for, because they came here legally, and now you've got all these illegals crossing our border, many of whom have nefarious intent to do us harm. And I mean, these I feel sorry for, and this is why you're seeing, I think, so many Hispanics being driven into the conservative issue in the platforms, and they need to be informed. And some of them, all they can afford is AM radio. I mean, FM is nice. I'll tell you something else about AM radio. This is where people who listen to Patsy Cline and people like that, I mean, Troy, you're in Nashville. And I mean, AM radio is where people became country fans, and country listeners are the most loyal listeners of any genre of music in America.
Oh, you know, absolutely. The country fans are the most loyal, and AM radio is just, you know, covered with country music. And you're right. This is where they got the start. Now, go back to your immigration issue for a second. You're right. The Latin community, the Spanish community, we have lots of churches across this country, Spanish churches. We have great people in the Latin community, and a lot of them, they did come here legally. They worked hard. They came here. They're solid citizens in the United States, and they left those country to escape some of those neighborhoods and things that are going on where things are controlled by the cartels and crime gangs and all of these things. And they're seeing that as these people pour across the border, that this is what's happening to their communities. And this is what they left the South American communities for and came to America to have, like our founding fathers did, to have a better life for their children. And now what they're seeing is this administration is just wrecking their communities because they're being poured in with these cartel members and gang members who are bringing the drugs with them, bringing the human trafficking and all these things. And that's part of the backlash as well, I think you're seeing in that community. And again, AM radio brings that conservative talk, and conservatives and the Spanish are listening to that. They're turning the dials. They're listening to this information. They're going, this is not what we want for our communities. We want better for our communities and better for our children. So, again, we're fighting hard to keep AM radio in the dash and to keep these folks from, you know, controlling all the information. Liberals just constantly want to control the information because they have this sort of elitist view that, oh, we know what's better for you than you know what's for you. And we're here to protect you. That's wrong. We're human beings. We're smart. We have the right to listen to what we want to listen to. We have the right to follow our own consciences. We don't need to be brainwashed, and we don't need to be fed some propaganda in order to fall into line. And so this is so important for us as a battle, but also, like I said, Christian talk radio. So many people tune into that AM radio because they have it there. And what do they hear? They hear the message of the gospel, and their lives are changed. And we're not going to give up on that.
Well, I agree. And we need it. America needs it more than ever right now. Yeah. Kevin in Ohio, you're on with Troy Miller. Go ahead. What's your question?
Good morning, Dave and Troy. Do you think that the local advertisers will be weighing in on this? Because I've lived in rural America most of my life and take stations like WWVA out of West Virginia, Weirton, and all the local advertisers. You get the small grocery markets, et cetera. And then, secondly, aren't there the big talk show hosts that all broadcast free on AM radio, Hannity and all the crew, whatever they're worth? And I think that kind of money would have some big sway. Will you comment on that?
Yeah, Dave, I'll take that one. We think local advertisers are going to step up and talk about this because their reach on AM radio and radio period is far better and far more effective than their reach on the digital platforms. One of the things that the digital platforms are struggling with right now in the advertising is to really figure out what their reach is because they're so limited, so targeted. And so advertisers, when you look at your dollar spent, radio is a much better platform for you to get across and reach. And then, like you said, the local advertisers now have to figure out how do we get into this whole pool of national advertising and deal with Google and deal with Facebook and all these other advertisers. So we think they're going to speak out. The radio talk show hosts are already speaking out and talking about this across the board. There's a number of them that have sent letters to Congress and to the manufacturers themselves. So they're speaking out on this issue, and so it's important. But that's a great point. Great question.
I appreciate that, Kevin. Anything else?
Yeah, second question. why aren't they putting shortwave radios into cars? Because in Europe, that's all I listen to over there. And is F shortwave radio. You take the old Mercedes, they have the Blaupunkt radio.
Blaupunkt. Now you're dating us all, Kevin.
I haven't heard that for a while.
And it was like, wow, my VW. Yeah, okay. Wow.
Well, I'm not sure. I think, you know, Europe had that shortwave radio that kind of went with Europe. You know, it's sort of like, why do we have steering wheels on a different side of the cars and things? Certain things in Europe caught on and certain things in the U.S. caught on. So shortwave didn't catch on except in the whole CV market, you know, CBs out there. I remember as a kid, we used to have one in our house, you know, because we lived next to the highway and listened to the, you know, truckers talking and back and forth. But look, I'm not sure why in the U.S., but I think AM radio right now, FM radio are so popular. The drive times are better than ever that people listening. So it's really about just keeping that medium going and moving forward.
Well, it's one of the reasons why we're on during drive time, especially because more and more people get a chance to listen to this stuff because they're either on their way to work or on their way home or out having lunch. And that's when people listen more. That's why they call them drive time, especially morning and afternoon. So, you know, Kevin, I appreciate that. Thanks for your call. The bigger thing here, the FCC, have they been silent about all of this arguendo?
You know, for the most part, they have been silent. I don't think they're, you know, whose side do they take? But look, I'll tell you right now, this current FCC that's in place is not friendly to broadcasters in general across the board. You know, some of the issues that they're, some of the regulation that they're bringing back into the deregulation that happened that really helped broadcasters move forward and become competitive in the market. They're looking at bringing some of those regulations back. They're also some of the things they're doing about employment that happens at stations, all kinds of things. They're not necessarily a friendly environment for broadcasters, period. So you know, I think they would, if I had a guess at where they would be, this commission would probably be silent on letting AM radio go to the wayside. Although they have talked about, emergency alert system being able to communicate to people, and there would have to be some major changes there.
But there would have to be, and the thing is all those people out there that they just granted, like I said, and they're still continuing to. All of these low power FM signals and frequencies right now, they're still going through. There was 1,336 applications. And from my understanding, from talking to folks at Prometheus Radio Project, they have dismissed over 200 plus of those applications, dismissed them, which means those radio stations aren't going on the air. Now, I can't just blame Jessica Rosenworcel. She's the FCC chair. Brendan Carr right now is about our only saving conservative voice on the panel. So, it's three Democrats and two Republicans. But again, like every other agency within the government, we all look at this thing and go, well, there's the funk and dysfunctional for you. So the big fight continues. And where do we stand now as far as AM in every vehicle? I mean, how is that? Are we dead in the water on this? I mean, do we still have to fight? I mean, what can consumers do?
Yeah, we still have the fight. We have enough support in the House to get this bill through. We need it to come through the Senate. So, you know, if you pick up the phone or go to your senator's site and say, hey, you should support the AM radio in the dash legislation that's headed through Congress, that would really help. So that's easy to do today because you can just go all of them have web pages. You could go out there and drop a note to them and say, hey, we count on AM radio. And we'd like you to support the AM radio in the dash legislation that's moving through.
Yep. Well, it's not just AM radio in the dash too, because I remember the old days when I'd go out to that radio station, had five towers all lined up in a row, and you walk in and there's a whole wall full of Harris Gates transmitters, and it's only a 5 kilowatt station. But the thing is it boomed all over the place. And I mean, there it was, AM radio, and everybody was listening to it. And I just, you know, old habits die hard, especially in the broadcast industry. But I remember when I was starting out in radio, I worked at this AM station in Hastings, Nebraska. K-H-A-S. We called it Chaos for short. You can understand. But see, advertising back then was $4 for a 60-second spot. And because of inflation now, I mean, that was back in the 70s. I mean, it costs a little bit more money now to run a radio station, doesn't it?
It does cost a little more money to run it today than it did back in the 70s. And I know that station in Hastings, Nebraska. That's where my in-laws are from. So that's awesome. That's back in my old stompy ground, a rural country there. And again, that's the people who depend on this, you know, farmers out in their tractors in the fields listening to, you know, what's going on, the ag reports that happen daily. You know, you're constantly tuning in. I remember grandfather and I would stop and get set in the truck for a while he'd listen to the ag report.
Eater pigs and slaughter steers are up a quarter.
That's right.
I remember them.
Corn was down.
That's right. You can't get away from it. I mean,
And it's so it's so important. Like you said, it's so ingrained in our culture.
Yeah, and we can't make it go away. We don't want it to go away, folks. This is the time you can step up and make that demand and keep the AM radio in the car. Troy Miller, thank you so much for being on the show again, and I, you know, keep up the good work. God bless you for the work you're doing.
Thank you.
We'll be back with these important messages. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com. or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.